This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's that time, 7 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. Doug is out this week on vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is at our controls in Washington, D.C. And ladies, we are officially in charge now that Dougie is on vacation. Watch out! Who knows what will happen? But before we do that, before we cause any trouble, we will start with the trending story. This is one that I wish I could say is newly trending, but it has been trending for the last several months. And that is the focus on this caravan of mostly Honduran, Central American immigrants who, migrants actually, who have walked from their country of origin to the Mexican border with on the south end, and then walked all the way through the country of Mexico, and now they are at our southern border and stationed just inside of Tijuana. There are thousands of people waiting to come into the United States, and ladies, we've talked about this over the last several days. Over the weekend, a group of about 500 of these migrants splintered off and actually tried to storm our southern border, and for a time, President Trump actually closed down the border for about 4 or 5 hours on Sunday. Now, it seems that the United States is not the only party that is upset by the behavior of these migrants who are not only trying to storm the border, but are also throwing bottles and rocks and things at Border Patrol. But they're also doing that to Mexican border officials as well. And Mexico has said that they are going to start to try to deport the migrants who acted illegally in trying to cross into the U.S. They said as many as 500 plus Central Americans attempted to illegally cross the border into the United States on Sunday. Those people will be deported. It was supposed to be a protest that was happening, a peaceful protest, but some of the demonstrators split off from the group and they tried to illegally cross into the United States by rushing through San Ysidro. That's the largest port of entry in the world. They climbed the fence. They tried to go through it. I heard one woman actually impaled herself in front of her children trying to climb the fence. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said some of its officers fired tear gas after some migrants threw projectiles at them. It also responded by temporarily suspending operations at the port of entry. The Interior Ministry of Mexico said that authorities are working to identify the migrants who attempted to cross the border in a violent way, and those that are identified as participating will be immediately deported. President Trump was tweeting about that, saying Mexico should send these people back expeditiously. And I think, Victoria, even though people want to turn this into a very political issue, you and I come from opposing political sides of the aisle, but I think we both agree that something needs to be done here and that this type of violent behavior isn't helpful to the migrants. It's not helpful to Mexico's law enforcement and certainly not helpful to our Border Patrol who are trying to keep law and order at the border.
It's true. And, you know, I'm wondering logistically, what is going on at Mexico's southern border that allowed all of these people to walk all the way up through Mexico?
So no one's reporting on that. It's a great question. They stormed past the Mexican officials at the southern part of Mexico.
And doesn't it seem, I mean, Mexico's a big country, and so if they're heading, if they storm past the southern border, they've got a long way to go before they get to San Diego. Where was Mexico in the middle of all this? How do you not stop on, you have so many opportunities to stop an entire caravan of people, figure out how to keep everything under order, and figure out what's the right thing to do? Or do you think that Mexico just said, go on through, and go on up and let America deal with it? I don't know. But
it's a big question.
And then my other question would be that I also haven't heard anyone talking about, logistically, once again, like, what does deportation mean in Mexico? Do they drive you down to the southern border and then drop you wherever you, right there? Or are they flying people back to Honduras? Like, what is that process looking like?
I heard that they were going to fly them back. But again, you're right. That's another question that we haven't gotten an official answer on. Yesterday, and we talk about this a lot here, I not only host this program with you guys every morning, but I also do a couple of local shows in Southern California. And on my afternoon show, guys, I spoke to a person with the Border Patrol, a public information officer, essentially, for the National Border Patrol Council. He's from the local chapter 1613. And he was telling me about the conditions. And, there's been a lot of hysteria in the news. And if you turn on the television, if you turn on cable news over the next several days, the story will continue to percolate about the tear gas and whether or not that was appropriate. And people, you had one
crying
senator.
And, those images are horrible.
Well, they're horrible, but you had one senator from Hawaii that said that this was a weapon of mass destruction released from America onto these people. That's a bunch of hooey. Tear gas is uncomfortable. It makes you, believe me, I don't want to have to feel it, but it's not a weapon of mass destruction. It's not designed to kill you. It's designed to disperse and move people away from an area that's not safe for them. The Border Patrol actually has the use. They can use lethal force if they have to. I thought... This guy was saying, you should see the conditions that we're operating under. People are throwing rocks at our faces and at our heads. He said, that's not safe for us. And our Border Patrol agents still have to go home to their families at night. And instead of using lethal force or even violence or physical force, they thought that tear gas was the safest way to get the crowd to back up. Sure, it's uncomfortable, but it's not anything that's going to permanently damage somebody. And the way the media has been going after the Border Patrol, trying to... They're a group of people trying to do just their job. They're not political. They're trying to just adhere to the law of the land and recognize that our country has borders and it's their job to protect it. I think they're getting a really bad rap here.
Yeah, it's true. And I think the images, when you see specifically there was a woman, you know, and she's holding a small child and then there's another small child crying and then you see the tear gas smoke in back of them. And, you know, the images are, it looks like a war zone. And I think that that gets a lot of people really, really riled up, especially if you're not. I think people who live in border states probably have a different perspective than people like, you know, me sitting up here, you know, in the mid-Atlantic states. It's not something that's a pressing issue in my world, but it's very close to home for you. You're only, what, an hour from San Diego?
Yeah, hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a mess, and it needs to be figured out. And the processing, people who even are approaching it the right way, filling out the paperwork, seeking asylum, where do they go while they're waiting for that process? So
they're allowed in. This is the thing about our asylum process that is broken, is that they're allowed into the country with a ticket, basically, that says report back to court in 5 weeks, and it's a crapshoot. 50% of them show up, and 50% of them just blend
in. Take a chance,
and
they never,
and never show up again. The problem with many of these migrants, and I thought this was interesting, too. I learned this from the person I spoke to at the Border Patrol. His name's Christopher Harris. He's been on cable news a lot over the last couple of days. He was saying that many of these people are not eligible for asylum because they've been they're previously deported. And if you've been previously deported, you're not eligible for asylum. So a lot of what's slowing things down is they're filtering through all these people, and most of them are not even eligible to come into the country, which is why you're seeing them rush the border, because they just want to sneak in. All right, we'll continue to follow that story. No doubt it will continue to be a big story for this week and throughout the holidays. But speaking of the holidays, guys, Christmas Christmas is exploding all over the White House, and we have an idea for a holiday gift for you. Power swabs help you and your family and loved ones leave a great lasting impression. Studies have shown that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature, and there is a perfect risk-free way that you can give you or maybe someone you love that perfect, beautiful smile. Power swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes a day. That's right, 5 minutes, no weird bleach trays, no weird strips. You use power swabs once and you will be amazed by the results, and there's no going back. I now don't even think twice about smiling and showing you my teeth, even though I drink coffee every day and maybe a little red wine at night. Power swabs are super fast, easy to use, and hygienist approved. They give up all those stains on your teeth, and they transform your smile. It's quick. 5 minutes a day, you crack open the swab, put it on your teeth, and that's it. It's an exclusive offer that we have for you for DJV listeners only. It's not available online or in stores, so make sure you call and try Power Swabs today at 1-800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Call now for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. A beautiful smile for you and your family just in time for the holidays is waiting. Melania Trump decorating the White House. It is all red at the White House, and we'll tell you all about it next. It's the DJV show at 17 minutes past the hour.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at TopLoss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Valid 11/22 to 12/1/18. Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is the DJV show, and it is Christmas time, and Christmas time at the White House. The First Lady has unveiled the White House holiday decorations for Christmas 2018, and it's got a patriotic theme this year called American Treasures, Recognizing America's Unique Heritage. Last year, everything was all in white. This year, it's all in red. The White House is decked out with 14,000 red ornaments hanging from 29 trees. Thank God I didn't have to decorate those. There are also touches like white gingerbread house renditions of the National Mall, the Capitol, the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the Washington Monument, and the White House. And the White House Christmas tree is a tall Fraser fir Christmas tree in the Blue Room. It has 500 feet of blue velvet ribbon embroidered in gold with each state and territory on it. And it was hand-selected as the 2018 official White House Christmas tree by the National Christmas Tree Association, cut down from North Carolina and Avery County. The White House is open to visitors for the Christmas tour throughout the month of December. I would love to see this. And the White House also welcomes musicians, high school bands, holiday-themed entertainers to join in the festivities. Now, you say, of course, because it's Trump, there's some controversy, Victoria. What is it?
Well, the red trees, it seems that they're red cranberry trees. It's a whole hallway. And so it just seems like there's a 50-50. People either love it or they think it just looks like Dr. Seuss.
The more Christmas for me, the better. The tackier, the better. Bring on the glitter. That's what I say. It is the DJV Show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Golden days of yore.
Merry Christmas from all of us at the DJV Show. Doug is out on vacation this week. And Jen, Victoria, and Kara holding down the fort for you, getting you in the holiday mood. It is this time of the program where we are reviewing the top songs from Billboard for the top. Is it the top 100 songs for Christmas, guys?
Yep, mm-hmm. Top 100 Christmas songs of all time since Billboard has been charting them.
We are working our way through the list, and we are officially at number 67. This is Michael Bublé, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. This is where I want to hang myself.
It's a lot of Bublé on this countdown so far, I have to say. Too much Bublé.
I like this. There's something about this song and I'll Be Home for Christmas that I think are just real bummers between the Jingle Bell Rock and the Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize how many depressing Christmas songs there are. And I normally think of Michael Bublé as kind of like an upbeat, like has a jazz band in the back kind of guy. But like half of his Christmas songs are really slow and sad.
And if you're telling me to have myself a Merry Little Christmas, could you just turn it up a notch, Michael?
Yeah. Dial it up a notch.
All right, we've dispatched of Michael Bublé, but oh wait, he's not gone yet because number 66 on the list is Michael Bublé. This is Billboard's 100 Best Christmas Songs of All Time. This one is All I Want for Christmas Is You, made famous by Mariah Carey. Let's see how Michael Bublé does.
There's no sense in hanging stockings there upon the fireplace, cause Santa, he will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you here tonight, holding on to me.
Is she so drunk, or is that just me?
He's actually singing this song like Ryan Seacrest talks.
It sounds exactly like the other song. I just, if you're not going to do Mariah justice, just don't cover the song.
Don't try. All right, let's go on to the bigger. Now we're talking. Bing Crosby is the king of Christmas. Here he is with Silver Bells alongside Carol Richards.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
Oh, yeah.
Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring.
Ting-a-ling.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
That's the bigger. Bing Crosby and Carol Richards. Now moving on to number 64. Again, this is Billboard's Top 100 Christmas Songs of All Time. Number 64 is Carrie Underwood. Do You Hear What I Hear?
Voice
and does a great job with some of these Christmas songs. Although, I guess we could brighten things up a little bit. I go into number 63 with guarded optimism because this will cheer us up, but it is maybe the world's most annoying song. I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas by Gayla Peavy.
Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus. Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't
Okay,
ask you.
I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, number 63 on Billboard's Top 100 Christmas Songs of All Time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many officials are shocked and upset at plans by General Motors to cut its workforce by 15%. It announced yesterday that it's closing five plants in the U.S. and Canada, including the White Marsh, Baltimore area plant in Maryland. Baltimore County Executive Don Mulder says,
"The bottom line for me is 300 folks don't have jobs, and you can try to dress it up however you want. The bottom line is GM's walking away from manufacturing in Baltimore County. I'm not happy with that. I'm disappointed in GM."
President Trump saying he's not happy to find out about the news, and that he made that clear when he spoke by phone with GM CEO Mary Barra yesterday.
"And I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors."
It appears Cyber Monday has set an all-time sales record. And this is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Show. Doug is on vacation this week. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen also joining us at our controls, keeping everything running smoothly on this program from Washington, D.C. And, ladies, we miss Doug, but he rarely takes a vacation. Rarely. In fact, in the 12 years that I've known him, I think this is maybe only his third. So we give him the time when he needs it. He's out exploring the deepest, darkest parts of South America. We'll have all the details. He's climbing. He's backpacking. I don't even know. It's something that I wouldn't do, but he is having a great time. And we hope he's having a safe trip. Now, lots of stuff trending in the news. Victoria, what's on your mind?
Well, London is trending, so let's hop across the pond for London is calling. Yeah, and it's a bit of a bizarre story. So the mayor of London, his name is Sadiq Khan, he has announced a ban on junk food advertising on the city's public transit. Now, when I first saw this headline, I was like, he's banning junk food? I'm like, oh, okay. But it's not just junk food, it's junk food ads. So the ban covers food and non-alcoholic drinks that are high in fat, salt, and sugar. So it's basically soda. The mayor's office says food and drink brands and restaurants will still be able to advertise on the public transit, but only their healthier products will be allowed. So the ban is part of a larger push from the mayor to promote healthier lifestyles for children in London. He says they have a child obesity task force, and they've launched the London Food Strategy proposal, which will be published later in December. The mayor's office says almost 40% of London children between the ages of 10 and 11 years old are considered overweight or obese. It's one of the highest rates for all of Europe, and so the ban on all junk food advertising goes into effect February 25th. Now, I'm sure this will be met with lots of controversy in London, and of course, you know, someone, probably California, will try to do this next over here. But even as liberal as I am about a lot of things, I kind of feel a little weird about this. Like, are we really that incompetent on our own that we have to have a ban of pictures of Big Macs? Like, that's going to really do anything? I don't know. I thought this was just very heavy-handed.
I think we are that incompetent, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think so. I think that we all make bad choices, but those are us to own. I would say California, by the way, has tried to do a soda ban like New York did, where they tried to ban the size of soda you could buy. But Governor Brown somehow, I don't know, someone from the Junk Food Commission of the world got a hold of them, and it died, because no doubt that would have been something that California would have had someone, a special interest, probably not gotten into the ear of Jerry Brown. It happened just a few months ago. But I take real issue with the fact that we're limiting advertising of these kinds of things.
It's right.
They're not actually limiting the consumption. They're not limiting the amount you can buy or the amount you can consume, which I would not also support.
It's treating it like it's pornography, if you think about it.
Exactly.
Censorship.
And does that help? I mean, look, parents are in control. I think of sugary cereals here and the idea that they were going to take cereal commercials off of TV in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays when kids are watching cartoons. Parents should be in control of their kids. If you want to give your kid sugary cereal, then you do it. And if you don't, is a commercial really going to make that much of a difference, or limiting and blocking a picture of a Big Mac? And you're right, making it the essential of naked pictures, which, by the way, are all over the media in England. Their media is very liberal.
Yeah, it's a toss-up, because on one hand, I do agree that parents should be in control of what their kids are consuming. But I also think of all the things that are kind of regular to us now that only exist because they were put into advertisements. So I think of, like, shaving legs. That was not a thing for a long time until someone put it in a magazine, and then suddenly it became a regular thing. And I'm not saying that shaving your legs is bad. In fact, I think, you know, now I'm used to it and I think it's great. But
you know what,
it's
you're just, right. I'm with you.
No, but I'm saying that things that are put into advertisements become the norm because people see it and then they think, okay, I should do this thing, when really, like, there's no reason to do it. There's no reason why we should be shaving our legs. Or, like, tobacco, smoking, that was put into advertisements and people saw it and they thought, like, oh, this is doctor approved.
It's cool.
It's normal. Yeah. It's cool. We should do it. And I don't, like, I think that we should have a little bit of limitation on advertising. I think that it's not bad to go and look and see, okay, how is this impacting us as a society? And now we're used to seeing burger commercials all the time, and so we're like, oh, we're mad that they're taking them away. But, like, really, I don't know. Should we be having so many burger advertisements? I don't know that people are that smart and will judge that wisely. I don't know.
But if they're aiming, if they're...
That, you can't pretend that it doesn't exist. I mean, hamburgers exist. And so whether you're buying them from a fast food place or not, and I would use the example you gave, of course, saying that doctors approve smoking and that smoking is good for you. That's something that happened in the 50s and 60s in our country. That was just wrong. That was medical science that hadn't caught up yet. But now you can't advertise cigarettes on television. You can't even advertise it, I think, in most print outlets. They limit the advertising of cigarettes. Has that stopped people from smoking? Actually, quite to the contrary. Young people love it because it's something that's been vilified and made taboo. If you're making a grilled cheese sandwich and a hamburger vilified and taboo, I would argue you're just making your problem worse.
What I'm saying is, I guess we have to think about the future. And so, yeah, now you can't have advertising for tobacco, but it's too late because it's already become a norm. So if we have all this advertising for stuff now, okay, maybe then we'll get rid of it. But in 20 years, it's still going to be around because it's a norm. And so I think that for some of these things, we have to think about it now and get rid of it before it becomes so, like, normalized. So maybe eating hamburgers or bad food, maybe it's too late for that. But I just think that there are other things that are unhealthy that we have advertisements for that maybe it wouldn't be a bad thing to get rid of some of that for it. I don't know. It's a toss-up. Obviously, we all have different opinions on it.
I'd ask you ladies about marijuana. Do you think we should have radio or TV advertising or print advertising for marijuana?
That's a great question, and that's going to be one that's going to be posed probably in a lot of states soon. So, well, you can't advertise for alcohol on radio, right?
You can do, I think you can do advertising
just
for alcohol.
Just beer? Is
beer
it?
And wine, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, beer and wine. So, I don't know, maybe marijuana will fall under the beer and wine category, or maybe it'll be considered more like hard liquor. Legal is legal. I don't know why they distinguish between beer and wine and hard liquor in advertising.
Cigarettes are legal. Hamburgers are legal in London. Yeah. So all of this is the question, okay, if one thing is, if we're not going to talk about hamburgers, then are we going to, where does it stop? I mean, if you look at anything in your life that you do in more than moderation, well, it could be considered to be bad for you.
Right.
You know, driving too fast, are we going to stop advertising cars? It's a slippery slope, I think, when you start limiting people's ability to advertise and you start limiting people's ability to critically think for themselves.
Yeah. And I figured this would be an interesting story for us to all have opinions on, and, you know, and it definitely proved to be that. So, I don't know. I think I'm probably in the middle of the two of you. I do think that some limitations are good, but I don't, if they're trying to get 10 and 11 year old kids to be healthier, they're not going to McDonald's by themselves anyway. So, I don't know how effective it's going to be to remove junk food from public transit. I don't know.
It's a question that we will continue to ponder. But something that's not junk food, I want to tell you guys, we have been spending a lot of time talking about holiday gift ideas. We have another one for you here on the program. Omaha Steaks. Now, have any of you sent Omaha Steaks in the past?
I have received Omaha Steaks, but I have never sent them.
So this is like my new favorite gift because I have received Omaha Steaks now a few times. And if you haven't gotten it, it's so exciting. You know, the unboxing craze is huge all over YouTube, right? Everybody likes to do a video of them unboxing stuff. This box that comes from Omaha Steaks is incredible. It's like a small styrofoam, not even small, it's pretty good size actually, styrofoam cooler. And inside it is packed with goodies. And this is one of those gifts that pretty much everybody will like. Meat eaters in your life will love this because it's not, you know, a sweater. It's not something kind of boring. This is something that everybody likes to do, and that's eat. You can feed your meat eaters with Omaha Steaks. This is what it's like. First of all, you get the styrofoam container, you take off the packaging, and inside you will find 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 delicious savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, and they have all that good snap on the outside, all beef meatballs, and then side dishes for people like me who need a little extra something besides just that meat. You get 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, and these are delicious. You put these in the oven, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus in this offer for the DJV show, you get 4 more burgers from Omaha Steak absolutely free, and you pay $49.99, guys. Can you imagine? Think of all those meals you're giving to someone, whether it's yourself or someone that you love in your life, all of those meals for $50. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving this amazing limited-time offer to DJV show listeners only. Go to omahasteaks.com. You enter code DJV in the search bar, and you get 74% off of Omaha Steaks. It's the family gift package. It's originally $195. You get it for $49.99. My mom absolutely loves the chicken fried steaks. It is really, really cool. It's a fun gift. It's something different, and you don't throw it out in the recycle bin when you get an ugly sweater from your Aunt Gertrude. This is something really, really cool. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef, hand-cut by master butchers right here in the United States in Omaha. All the beef is USDA-inspected for quality, and it exceeds the standards, so you can order with confidence. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher. It's world-class premium poultry, pork, veal, lamb, and world-class steaks and beef roasts. Try it. It's a really great gift, lots of fun to give to yourself or to your loved ones, and $49.99 gets you all of those steaks, pork chops, chicken fried steaks, burgers, the side dishes, and, of course, the delicious caramel apple tarts. So go to omahasteaks.com, enter code DJV to get the deal. You'll save 74% on your order. Check it out, Omaha Steaks. I recommend it. Lots and lots of fun. It's the DJV show at 45 minutes past the hour.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really needs your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the DJV show, 47 minutes past the hour. Now, we're talking a lot about food, junk food, of course, Victoria. A new study out says that millions of diabetics won't have access to insulin by 2030. This is crazy, and this is because the number of people with diabetes is going up.
Yeah, and the price of insulin is also going way up. And so a lot of diabetics don't have access to that. And so they say that type 2 diabetics are going to increase from more than 400 million this year to 511 million by the year 2030.
Wow.
And they say of that number, 79 million are predicted to need insulin just to manage their type 2 diabetes. And if the current levels of access stay the same, the study says that only half of them will be able to actually get the insulin they need. So this is just, you know, this is, once again, the drug companies, this is where I call on our elected officials to keep them accountable and to figure out a way that we could have these drug prices brought down, because it's just, people are going to be dying. It's insane. We should not be living in America and people can't have access to insulin of all things.
Yeah, and the study says that it's not just Americans that'll have this trouble. These are worldwide. And our government will probably do what's right to keep American citizens safe, but the study recommends governments worldwide need to take the same steps to make insulin more available and affordable to those in need, especially poorer African and Asian countries where insulin can be scarce and mostly too expensive for many people. It is the DJV Show at 49 minutes past the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the buy two, get one free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The DJ V Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out on vacation this week. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen holding down the fort. And I had no idea that I was doing so much in my life wrong. But apparently now, Victoria, there is a royal way to eat fruit. That's right. A lot of attention has been paid to how and what the royals eat, from the Duchess of Sussex's favorite foods to the many dishes the royal family enjoys around the holiday. But the daily dining habits of Queen Elizabeth are probably most closely examined tidbits of royal food fodder around. It turns out the Queen and the whole royal family have a kind of unusual way of eating everyday fruits, and clearly we are all doing it wrong, right, Victoria?
Apparently, yes. None of us are eating fruit as elegantly as the royal family. So this comes from one of the former chefs at Buckingham Palace, and he has a new cookbook out. So he was talking about a lot about how the royal protocol is. You're not allowed to touch anything with your hands. So
you can't touch fruit with your hands.
No. So everything is eaten with a fork and knife. Every bit of fruit, everything. Now, the bananas are a little weird. So he says that in the kitchen, they pick the ripe bananas, and then they cut off both of the ends, and then they slice the peel down the middle. Once the peel is sliced, they then go inside, and they slice small rounds, and then put the peel back together. So it's presented on a plate, and then the royal diners use their fork and knife to open up the peel, and then they take a fork, and then they take out one bite at a time of the sliced banana. It's a very tedious way, I think, to eat a banana.
Yeah.
But the pears are very weird. So for pears, which I don't even know how this is possible, but they say they slice the tops of the pears off, and then they eat it with a teaspoon like a boiled egg.
That's so weird.
That's like just
eat the inside and leave the skin. The skin's nothing. It's flimsy. How would it?
I guess that's what I was thinking. I guess it must be the kind of pears that have like the harder, you know, like the thicker peel on the outside to hold it together. That's a lot. Well, for pineapples, this probably looks really pretty. Pineapples are hollowed out, they're sliced, then they're put back into the pineapple so that they can be lifted out with a fork and then eaten with a fork and knife. The garnish is even down to the garnish. This is crazy. At the Royal Palace, the leaves that decorate the platters of fruit are picked from the garden, and each individual leaf is polished by hand before it gets used as garnish on the plates.
It sounds really crazy.
I mean, this is like dinner at my house every Sunday
bananas
night. I don't know
car.
How you...
Yeah. I have bananas in the car, usually. Oh, my goodness. All right, so if you're eating fruit today, you're doing it wrong. Eat it like a royal, everything with a knife and fork.
And you know what the weird thing is, if you think about it? Meghan Markle now has to do all of this. After being a regular American, eating an apple or a pear with her hands or a banana, now she has to eat fruit this way.
So
weird.
All right, as we continue on the DJV show, thousands of families across the nation are proving necessity is the mother of invention. Now America will decide which invention will take home a hefty grand prize. Smith Areo has more.
Being in the trenches of family life can really inspire you with ways to solve daily problems. That's why Frito-Lay Variety Packs asked families to send their best invention ideas in its second annual Dreamvention Contest. Thousands entered, and now one of five families will win the grand prize of $250,000. Rashida Boyd, Director of Marketing for Frito-Lay, has more.
We're amazed by the level of creativity behind this year's finalist inventions. We have the KidSafe Switch that senses when kids get too close to an oven or stove, and the robotic toy bin that picks up toys when the kids are done playing. There's also a nightlight called Glow the Way that guides you to the bedroom at night, Sleepy Heads, a device that holds your eyeglasses while you sleep to keep them safe, and Soul Riders, a specially designed shoe that comes with buckle-on attachments to speed up your child's daily walk to school.
Boyd urges everyone to see the Dreamventions for themselves and vote. You have until January 6th. To see all the finalists and cast your vote, head over to mydreamvention.com.
Rice Krispies is debuting its first new flavor in 10 years, Victoria. I don't know if the last time I had Rice Krispies, but no doubt if you are a Rice Krispie treat person, this new flavor is going to be just for you. It's debuting for the first time in 10 years, a new flavor called Strawberry Krispy. I guess that would just be strawberry. And it'll debut in 2019. This flavor isn't as wild as a recently announced Sour Patch Kids cereal, but it definitely seems as if fruit-flavored cereals are now making a comeback. Trix even recently brought back its fruit shapes from the 1990s, and Kellogg's new Strawberry Krispies will be available for you to try in January. Boxes will retail for about $4. All right, quickly, ladies, favorite childhood cereal, Kara, go.
Reese's Cups. Or Reese's Peanut, Reese's Puffs.
How about
Sorry.
Reese's?
Reese's Puffs, whatever. How'd that get? Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, Victoria.
Lucky Charms, all the way.
Kara's having a seizure. I liked Lucky Charms only for the marshmallows, though. Mine was Frosted Flakes. Loved them. It's a DJV show. 59 minutes past.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.